Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. As a matter of fact, we've been talking business all year. There are so many shows on iTunes and LinkedIn that you can catch up on that you'll find interesting and helpful. But 2015 is almost over. What did you learn about business in 2015? What did you learn that will make 2016 different? What did you learn that you're going to put into your business plan, your strategy plan, your sales plan that's going to make business better, that's going to make you more successful, that's going to reduce your stress? You really want to sit down and you really want to think about the year. You want to actually analyze your performance, the company's performance, your coworkers, your employees' performance, and say, what do we need to do moving forward? If we're going to do the same, we're probably not even going to get the same results. We're probably going to get less results because we know in this competitive world, it's a fast-moving world where people are always trying to take our business. There's so much competition out there. It's just incredible. Salespeople are always calling on our customers, trying to give them the unique selling position to get them to change vendors or suppliers or leave you in the dust. So 2015 was important. It is over. I know we have a couple of weeks left, but we're into the holiday season. Chances are, if you're like most businesses, things will slow down in a day or two. It'll give you some time to think. Because on January 1st, it is a clean slate. What are you going to put on that slate? What are you going to make happen in 2016? The thing that's interesting about time is that it may seem like it's going to be a long time to Christmas time or New Year's time, but 2016 will fly by. It'll just be another year. We'll be talking about the same thing in 2016, except I hope that you'll be using what you've learned in 2015 to be more successful, and I'll be able to really be just overjoyed because of your success. Now, there's another part of this. What did you not learn in 2015 that you need to learn? What did you not experience? What did your business not do well in? What did your employees, what could they have done better? How are you planning employee reviews so that you can sit down, talk to them? Are you putting a game plan together for your employees? Is there an action plan, not only for the company, but for each and every employee that's a key person? It's important to do. We don't want to just show up for work. We just don't want to just be there every single day and just be a robot and do the same things. We want to grow. We want to expand. We want to do better. We want to have an interesting life that's profitable. And that comes from will, drive, and determination. It also comes from knowledge, from understanding. It also comes from interpreting that knowledge, which is one thing I do for CEOs, presidents, and business owners. My conversations with people are not just robotic conversations. They're conversations to explain exactly how to get to the success that they want. I've enjoyed talking to you all year. I'm thankful that you've listened all year. But now it's time to take a little break. We're going to be back after the new year, and it'll be another great year. But I know you're a business person, and business people are always looking for interesting things to do. They always want more knowledge. So don't hesitate to go on iTunes or go on Blog Talk Radio. You're going to find, I don't know, I've lost track, 400 or 500 radio shows. There's so many subjects, so many topics, so many things. They're all brief. They're all short. They're only 5 minutes or so that we can deliver the message, and you don't mind listening to them. They don't take much of your time, but they will increase your knowledge. So over the holidays, catch up on those radio shows that you haven't had a chance to listen to. I certainly wish you and your family, your coworkers, your vendors, your suppliers, and everyone in the world a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. May 2015 be the best year ever, because you'll make it the best year. May the health and your entire family be good, and may you have joy, happiness, and all the good things that people want and all the good things that you do deserve. This is Howard LeWinter, and until 2016, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.